I'll make a motion, we come out of executive session.
Second.
The move in second that we come out of executive session, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Mr. President, I noticed an individual I talked to last week, Mr. Dolan out here.
Mr. Cole, typically that motion is to come out of executive session, back into regular.
Back into regular session, okay.
So why don't you just make one now to go back into regular session?
I'll make a motion, we go back into regular session now.
Second, please?
Second.
Move in second that we go come from executive and back into regular, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
But when I initiated early before this about moving the other things up to move things along, Mr. Dolan here, I told him the other day that we, at the end of the meeting, we have a additional business, and now I see he wasn't here when we did all that, but he's here now. Is there any possibility we can go back and entertain additional business for this gentleman?
Mr. Cole, I can come back next week.
Come on now.
Well, it's up to you. I just was trying to accommodate you, sir, because I realize that we.
If you amend the agenda again to provide for a second.
Is there any consensus to amend the agenda?
Yes.
For Mr. Dolan?
I want to hear, Mr. Dolan.
I'll make a motion, we amend the agenda to have additional business back on the agenda.
Second.
If we move to second, that we go back for additional business, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Please come down, sir.
My name is Hugh Dolan. I live at 2 Reba Road in Millville. I just wanted to call to your attention, and I don't know what extent Mr. Cole already has, and I'll file some documents with all of you on what I think is a situation affecting some people repeatedly and can be changed. And that is when a developer doesn't put in the roads that he was committed to do, then all of the property owners presently are expected to contribute and work on it. And that process, in my judgment, needs to be straightened out somewhat in that now there is no orderly process for doing it. I believe the county should not pay in those circumstances, but that the individual owner should pay. But as it sits right now, if I want this lot I own in a 12-lot subdivision to be have a paved road now that sewer has just gone in, then I have to pay for the paving of the whole little subdivision, a 500-foot subdivision. And I don't think that's fair. I think by ordinance you could provide that all of the property owners who get sewer should also pay for the sewer if the developer is long gone, as in the case that I am involved.
Sewer has been installed?
Yes.
What's it called, Bird Haven?
Yes, sir, Bird Haven.
You go back, it's back in Rogers Haven. And if Lawrence was here, he's very familiar with it. It's an older, are you familiar, David, where it's an older subdivision, but then something didn't get done, and because our ordinance states that you have to do these things, that now he's denied
this was from years ago.
Yes.
So there's some of these people have owned these lots, bought them, and this has been years. This has been on paper for quite a while. And there is a dirt road, and actually gave sewer to it, right?
Yes, the sewer has just
recently
been involved.
Hooked up to the area, but then they can't sell these lots, Jim, because of this ordinance we have about the road being paved. And
who owns the lots?
Different people. So. They have been sold.
Did the engineering?
And they would get. See if we can get Lawrence.
I think we do.
Maybe.
One. I think
before?
It's pre.
Thank you, Jim.
Did the engineering department talk to you and your neighbors about the possibility of adding to our contract?
As happens in these cases when you try to do things with other owners, they see that in other situations the roads got put in and they didn't have to make a contribution. And so only 3 out of 11 people are willing to contribute.
The rest of them got blacktop already, apparently.
No, somebody was able to get building permits, so there have been houses built, right, on
yes,
some
sir,
of these lots. But now some people are being denied because of the ordinance. So somehow some people slipped through because somebody wasn't aware of what was going on, gave them a building permit, they built the house, they're hooked up to sewer, but the roads are dirt.
Not hooked up to sewer yet, sir. The sewer has just been installed.
Okay, it's being installed, okay.
There are lots.
In that situation, the typical situation, the typical way that that is addressed would be by the owners petitioning the county under the Suburban Community Lien Act to go in.
Well, that's one way of doing it, right?
Resurface the roads and then collecting that as part of taxes.
But they would have to vote and have to be a majority vote still there.
And then there would be a referendum and the majority of the property owners would have to support it.
That's a very complicated process that, in my judgment, wouldn't work. And it didn't work here. But if the county...
It'll work if the people ask for it.
Yes, yes, but you can't get...
Some people have their houses, got to have everything, and then don't have to spend the money. But maybe Lawrence can. Lawrence, you're familiar, Mr. Dolan. Could you fill us in? You've talked to me about it, and just kind of give us an idea of what his predicament is.
Well, it's Bird Haven we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay, the Bird Haven Estates. Bird Haven.
Bird Haven.
Okay, and there's another one called Wooded Way, I think. There's two projects on the same street within Rogers Haven that have streets have never been built, and they're flagged to not allow any more permits until the streets are built.
Why were some of the houses given permits to build?
On his project, there was. I'm just doing this from memory now.
Right.
There's two lots out front that actually face the main street in Rogers Haven. They actually face that street, even though they have access into that subdivision street. And there's one on the interior. And no further lots will be allowed to be developed without the streets being completed.
Well, I mean, is there a minimum number you can allow to be...
No, well, we used to allow the one house within a project to be built.
Yeah, makes sense.
Period.
Okay, so one in the interior...
But it could be built before it would have been subdivided anyway, but not typically a sold lot. Typically, it had to be the owner.
Because the other two would be a minor subdivision, basically, among
the... The guy who owned it, was that Mr. Vogel who owned all that?
One was owned by Vogel, the other one, the project was owned by Mr. Register, who was a surveyor from Pennsylvania.
Okay, so...
This is Vogel.
This is Vogel.
Okay, this is a Vogel. Okay, Vogel, Mr. Vogel's passed away.
Right.
So he still owns what, the road?
The estate, assuming, still owns the road because it was never dedicated to public use.
Okay, so what are his options? Can he go to a variant? Can he get a variance? Can he get a board of adjustment? Can he do anything like that? Is that a possibility?
How long ago? I guess my question, George, how long ago has this been? I
mean, Mr. Vogel's been dead a long time.
It's been recorded since the mid 70s.
77.
Yeah.
Before bonding and all that other issues.
Before bonding. Pre all that, yeah. Okay.
Before the subdivision ordinance.
Right. Because we have
based on
a
requirement for
survey. They're required to have a bond.
When it was.
Right.
When it was 77, it was recorded, right?
It was recorded and you signed off on it.
I signed off a lot.
He's been here a long time.
At 1977, the streets would have been required to be built to state specification.
Right.
Because that's the only regulation that existed between July 1 of 75 forward. Until we adopted regulations in 82, they would have been built state spec.
Well, how can we address, let's say he's got a legitimate concern, how could we address, assuming his request is not unreasonable.
Well, there are different methods.
How can we help people in this situation?
There's different methods. Not too many situations like this, actually, and these are two small subdivisions. I'm going to reference both of them because they're both in the same general area and they're both in the sewer districts. That's just been...
And we're giving them sewer.
Sewer's going to be there, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have sewer.
There's a method under suburban roads through county engineering public works that they can, as a group, but he's got to be able to get the group together. And those three that already have houses there might not want to participate in paying for that street to be done.
May I say something? In addition, you've got the bed of the road, the right-of-way, owned by an estate. So, I mean, even if you wanted to go in and pay for this, which would be untypical, you couldn't build a road on somebody else's land. So they've got to resolve that situation with the estate. But the Community Suburban Lien Act is the way this would normally be pushed.
Yeah.
Or it could work through engineering as part of the sewer project if the property owners were in agreement to cover the difference in the cost.
Where did we get the easements for the sewer district to go in there, I wonder? Did they go down the roadway? Did they dig ahead? They had to negotiate with somebody.
The sewer is down the roadway.
Right.
Yeah.
In the road, which is where we put it. So they must have, yeah. Jim, they must have, the engineering department just can't drop sewer lines in a...
Well, they probably got an easement.
There probably should be a power attorney.
Okay, we need to find that out and make sure they didn't find out who owns it.
But an easement to put in a sewer line is not the same as a permission to go in and build a road.
All right, well, somebody put their thinking hat on and kind of find out what we can do to resolve this, because it's from the 1970s, and there's no sense we allow this to fester, even though it's only one or two cases. What could we do?
I lived in a development years ago where the developer went bankrupt, and the county came in and put the roads in after a referendum through the suburban community program. I mean, that is an option. I guess another option could be to talk to your state representatives.
If they don't own, if the homeowners association doesn't own the property.
There's no homeowners association.
No.
There is no homeowner. No. Well, if the developer still, or whoever still owns it, they got to get permission from there before, to be able to put something else.
I don't have anything in front of me, the plot or anything, and Mr. Dolan knows better than I do because he's researched it more than I have recently. Does the recorded plot make reference to it being public street or private?
It said dedicated for public use, but somebody a couple of years ago refiled that with a change, making it a private road, but with your signature and the other signature still there, and no indication of what their basis
was. Yeah, because the state regulations changed.
Yeah, but don't people have to acknowledge who changes the public record?
Yeah, we would have had something, but we had, the problem we've had, Mr. Dolan and I've had, is trying to, the files in a pod, where we pulled all the storage out from the annex building, and there's three pods out there from stuff from floor to ceiling and wall to wall with boxes. And
that's where
it is. It's one of the boxes and one of those three pods, and we won't have access to them until we get them out in the EOC building once it's renovated, other than the recorded plot.
Right.
Well, so I don't know what the files, where all the evidence is, other than that.
Right.
You're
saying suburban roads thing is...
That would be where this would normally be redirected.
Is there another option?
What this gentleman's asking the county to do is to build a road and give it to them. If you did that, you're really setting a precedent that would allow other people in the county to come in and say, I'm living on a dirt road, paved my road too.
What the hang-up is, it's difficult to sell a lot in there. Now, these lots are all owned individually. Because we have this requirement that they have to have a roadway before they can get a building permit, right? So is there any way we can relax that? Then these people can buy and sell their lots, or they can go get building permits. So if somebody owns, like if Mr. Dolan owns a lot and wants to build on it, he can't right today. Can we somehow waive that requirement to allow that subdivision, maybe actually identify those subdivisions that are fall into this category and say they are able to now get and receive building permits?
Why would you want to give a building permit when somebody has no means of access?
Well, there is a road. There's a dirt road, right?
Well, the road's there, and then what engineering does normally when they put the sewer lines in, they have to build it equal to what
all you're doing
there.
Is moving the problem somewhere else.
They don't make it any...
Well, no, the problem is they can't get a building permit. We're holding up.
Yeah, well, but if you give them a building permit, then the guy, whoever buys the piece of property, all they
you well, he'll understand. Well, there may be a disclaimer there somewhere, or something in the deed that he gets.
All you're doing
is a dirt road.
The problem is down the food chain.
If the
how big of a problem it is to live on a dirt road? I live on a dirt road.
Is the sewer line?
I agree with you too.
Is the sewer line installed yet?
Yes. It was just installed in the last month or two.
Or the three properties.
And I'm not suggesting that you ought to resolve this today. I don't think you can.
No.
I want to call it to attention, get some lead, and keep looking. And the idea of holding the, if it's possible, to hold the estate that allowed this, the builder who took, or the developer who took from the estate and sold these lots out here from me sold, is just unwilling to do anything at all. Like a lot of builders, I think he's in bad trouble. But I'm looking for pointing a way because we've got to work a way out of this. And this isn't just this. I'm not asking here for a resolution of my problem. I'm calling to your mind a problem you have that's a recurring problem in a small scale. And I suggest an alternative out, and I'll give all of you copies as I get them to you, a simple one-line ordinance. Once we get the title cleared, if that needs clearing, I was not aware of that, to make sure you charge all of the people in there for the cost of the road. I don't think the county ought to pay for the road in front of my house under these circumstances. I didn't know it when I bought the lot, but now when it comes up, I think you ought to come up, we ought to work, come up with a solution that will avoid this coming before you. I'm still looking at records, and that's my take.
How many lots is it, Lawrence?
It was 12 lots originally.
So three are out of the way, so that would leave you nine left over. If you get nine people sign off, you got the majority, you could do suburban streets.
Well, some people are going to just like a dirt road. You know what I'm saying?
You just need to get five.
But you can't get a permit. The problem is we can't issue a building permit for any of those empty lots.
Somebody will cave eventually.
I think we ought to do this, separate the road and the building permit. The building for people that own these 12 lots ought to be able to come in and buy, you know, or build a house on a dirt road if they want. And we allow them because of this specific problem of these 1970-some-year subdivisions.
Prior to 75, there were streets that were allowed to be dirt or stoned or paved.
Right.
And when the regulations came about by the state in July 1 of 75, everything was required to be built to state specs.
Right.
This was approved after.
Okay, I'm in an old subdivision, and I think it was probably laid out in the 50s or something, but I had dirt roads. We spread clamshells. My neighbors have fought putting down any blacktop. They like it that way. So I don't have any problem living on a dirt road. If somebody bought Mr. Dolan's lot and realized he's going to be on a dirt road, so be it. But at least he would have the ability to get a building permit. Right now, we're denying them all building permits.
All the people who bought these lots realized at the time they bought them that they were on a dirt road.
No. Oh, yes. Yes, they
did. They were on a dirt road, but they didn't realize they were going to be denied a building permit. I think that was something when they went down and found out.
It wasn't dirt, it was gravel.
It was gravel.
If their contracts had been contingent on being able to get a building permit,
we can't go back and fix that. I'm just wondering, is there a way to accommodate that they can get building permits and forget the road, to let the road work itself out over the, you know, whatever it takes?
How many lots countywide would be in this situation, Mr. Lank?
That's what I thought.
I have no idea.
Pardon?
I have no idea, but there's not that many projects that are in this situation. It just has to be two of them right together within a few hundred foot of entrances, entrance to entrance.
Would it be possible to determine whether this situation would apply in other older subdivisions?
It could.
Throughout the county?
I've got a listing of, we did in 82 when we passed the subdivision ordinance, we had to go in and figure out which ones were substantially underway, and that was all done. And then when we did the sunsetting regulation, we had to do it again.
Right.
And we ended up voiding 14 or 12 or 14 projects.
Could they get a...
We're still looking at sunsetting now.
It might be good to know how many lots you're talking about before you start.
Well, would this qualify for a variance, Jim?
Well,
building permit.
No.
Why not?
There's no variance process on subdivisions except through the commission.
We just said except through the commission. Can the commission...
Variance process you're talking about is a board of adjustment. They don't have any jurisdiction over ordinance number 99.
Right.
They can't do that.
Could the commission make that rule?
But you said there was an exception.
I don't think they can, to be honest with you, because it's the requirement that this project would approve that it be built state specs.
Oh.
Now, in the last couple of years, we've gotten a decision through Fritz Schrank, the attorney for Deputy Attorney General for DLDOT, that if it's recorded to be a public street, doesn't necessarily mean it has to be built state specs. Used to be that everything, if it said public, had to be built state specs.
So that was a state requirement?
Public was to be state maintained.
That's a state requirement, not a county requirement.
No, we have private streets, and you can record private or public. If it's private, it's private.
In this case, would that required by the state or the county?
It was dedicated to public use, and it's noted, I believe, to be built to the state specification.
No, it's not.
Was that because we didn't have our own regulations at the time?
Right.
Okay.
So it has been, if something's dedicated to public use, we have to worry about who owns the road anymore?
What I'm saying is that the state, what we got recently from the Attorney General was that if it's a public street, it can be built either to private or public specs. The only reason they go public is if it's being dedicated to public use for state maintenance. Because you can still have a public street to private spec.
Well, Mr. Hocker and Mr. Bunning
have funds for roads in their districts.
Yes.
Right. There may be, you may want to talk to them, and maybe that's a project they could slip in.
If the street's dedicated to public use.
If the street is dedicated to public use, that maybe he could find some funding to finish that off, so you all then could get building permits, because you can't supposedly go through the Board of Adjustment. The only other option is the suburban liens program, right, which means you'd have to have a referendum amongst those 12 owners and get a positive vote.
Yeah, that's not possible.
But it might be a situation you want to talk to Representative Hocker.
That's what I'm saying. So you may want to go make an appeal to one of those guys to say it is an election year, and they may find some money. Hocker, it's a good time to ask.
Well, the problem with that is, and I'm familiar with one where Mr. Hocker did that, and the paving came in. Of course, the sewer came first, and then the paving, but they were very successful. But in this day and age, as you gentlemen, as you all know very well, money is not that available. We'll renew that request again.
Yeah, try it again.
Well, these two projects are 12 lots. It's not that amount of road that's being affected, and the other project's the same, pretty much the same size.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, but the residual lots that are there are owned by the developer who came in after Mr. Vogel died, and getting him to do anything and we were not aware of the problem, and he's still selling lots, but
Lawrence, would DelDOT be willing to waive or release the requirement that these streets be built to state specs, which were the controlling regs at the time?
DelDOT would, like what I said about what we were advised through Fritz Schrank's office, or through Fritz, was that being it's dedicated to public use doesn't mean it has to be built to state spec. Won't be state maintained unless it is.
Well,
the note on, I don't know what the note says on
Fox. If DelDOT said they don't have to be built according to the regulations that applied at the time.
They won't take over maintenance unless they're built to state specs, basically. Right. But
couldn't these people at least put down Crusher Run or something and make a passable street?
Well, there was gravel there anyway, so the county would put gravel back in to match equal to what was there.
When they did the sewer district.
Right.
Yeah,
it'll be in good shape.
They just don't make it anymore.
If this had come up at the time they were opening it to put the sewer district in, you might have been able to work out a thing where the roads went in, the homeowners paid the difference.
He said they couldn't because they only had three in support.
Right.
Didn't have the
support.
Still have
to pay, won't be
the
involved.
You got the problem. Yeah. Some people want to spend money and some people don't.
Well, there's three houses already there, and the two of the houses actually face the street in front of them, not this street, even though their driveway may be from this street.
Yeah, their access is from
it's like a common entrance serving him. That's what they think.
We really couldn't force those homeowners. The homeowners who don't want to go along with spending money and prefer that it not be paid, we couldn't really force them.
Yeah, right now, the county position is that if we want building permits, we have to pay for the street in front of their houses, including the most recently built house. The developer, who knew well what the rules are, was able to get a permit and build a house.
Yeah, I'll get one of those if
and the attitude of people generally is, well, if he got away with it, why should we pay? My solution, not to be fulfilled today, but my solution is
three people, 20.
Almost a one-line ordinance authorizing paving at the expense of the individual lot owners. You make people pay for their sewer after they go in. We pay for the next 20 years for the sewer. Why not a simple ordinance for this situation?
Or a simple ordinance could be to make it that you are able to get a building permit, even though the road's not done.
Yes, that alternative also.
Yeah, I'd address it through trying to get the building permit as opposed to forcing people, to go on the road and let them dress the roadway later as a community or something like that. I'd like to see a way that we can allow these people to have these 12 lots get a building permit, because since 1977, it seems whoever owns it, I don't care who owns it, but
I guess when you open the door,
it seems unreasonable.
If you open the door, I mean, I realize now we have bonding and all that kind of stuff, but once you open the door, you got to make sure we're not opening a huge
Well, no, we could be specific. We can make an ordinance specific for these subdivisions, couldn't we, Jim?
Well, there may be other
Could be others, but until we, right, maybe address each one with an ordinance as they come before us.
But once you open it.
There's a few. This just happened to be a small subdivision. The one across the street's small. They're both in the same situation. Most of the other ones would be that they've already started the subdivision. They've just not completed or still under bond criteria, and they're redlined until they post bond guarantee and the rest of the project.
Those I'm not real sympathetic, but this is...
He didn't have to have a bond at that time.
This sounds... he has a reason we should be sympathetic to his thing. So can we come up with an idea maybe, and we'll try to work to a solution?
I don't have any problem. As long as we don't open that door and it just keeps going on and on. But if there is a solution that
we'll sit down with
Lawrence
with
the building permit,
can
it certainly seems like
something.
It'd be the easiest way to go versus doing anything else.
Okay.
Any other thing?
Want a drink?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Dolan.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Kramer, did you want another shot?
No.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Well, we opened up additional business.
Right. Nobody else raise their hand. Make a motion, we adjourn.
Anybody else for additional business? Mm-hmm. Let the record show no one else has to be recognized.
Is that second that motion?
Yeah. Good, thank you.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.